For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, you went to the opening. I went a couple days later. 4,000 Miles, a play by Amy Herzog. It's an Amy Herzog season at Jewish Rep. Well, what'd you think?
I think that the acting for the production is great. A charming play. And it was wonderful to meet Amy Herzog, who spent a day here in Buffalo, did a question and answer with Buffalo State students with Saul Elkin, the director, and also after the performance of her play. Strong central performances by Ellen Horst and by Nick Stevens.
I wanted to just give a quick shout out to the props mistress. It was really great. They have an orange Zabar's coffee mug that makes several appearances, which nothing says Manhattan like a Zabar's mug. And I also shout out, you mentioned Nick Stevens. I thought he was great. He sort of reprised his role from Bad Jews as a seemingly diffident young man who sort of comes through at the end.
Well, yeah, I think that his performance in Bad Jews must have been a kind of audition for this leading role. I do wish that they had left Ms. Herzog's script intact. The play actually begins with a 90-year-old woman in bathrobe in middle of the night, not wearing her teeth, standing opposite her 20-something-year-old grandson wearing cycling togs with his bike. Conversation already in progress, and there's this startling juxtaposition of people. This production adds additional dialogue not written by Herzog to give him an entrance. Why they thought this was better, I have no idea. But it seems to be a tendency at that theater. Last year, Compulsion similarly, and in fact more egregiously, made substantial alterations to the script, and I wish they'd knock that off. It's not appropriate, and it mars what was otherwise a perfect evening and a really exciting idea for a season to dedicate it all to one playwright, Amy Herzog, wonderful contemporary writer.
Equally strong cast over at the Irish Classical Theater, I thought, for Peter Schaffer's Equus, but a big shout out to PJ Tye as the young man. And Alan Strang, what a performance. He had us in the palm of his hand. We were very, very concerned for this young man.
While we were away, Tammy Grimes died, the great Tammy Grimes. She had appeared at Studio Arena Theater, and it's funny, I have an early Buffalo memory that she had worked for Neil Dubrock and Jose Quintero, who used to work at Studio Arena sometimes. They had done that. Well, their opening production, Moon for the Misbegotten. And in an earlier season, they had done Jacques Brel's Alive and Well Living in Paris, and they were trying to capitalize. I mean, that seemed easy. How hard could it be? We'll get Tammy Grimes, who's a star. We'll get Marilyn Cooper. We will do music of another French composer. And they did a show called Gabrielle. And I had been to Neil Dubrock's house and had seen a portrait of Tammy Grimes above the mantel. And the next time I went there, it was a dinner also with Jose Quintero, and the portrait was gone. And I asked Neil, you know, what happened to the portrait of Tammy Grimes? And he said, oh, Jose's not speaking to her. I removed it because he's staying with me. And what had happened was she had backed out of this production, and it did not go to Broadway from the 1974 season. And he, I guess, never forgave her. But now she's gone. Big decision of her career that changed the direction of it. Do you know what it was?
No.
She turned down a television pilot. She was to be the original Samantha on Bewitched. And she turned it down to do the Tammy Grimes show instead. And of course, Elizabeth Montgomery became Samantha Tammy Grimes.
Rest in peace. I went over to Road Less Traveled Productions for True West, a play by Sam Shepard, and I advise folks who go to get there early. There are extensive notes all about the Western, and that kind of informs the play itself. I have to say, the big confrontations are between the actor Matt Whitten, who usually plays kind of a big, scary guy, but here he's a bit of a softy, and David Mitchell, who has angry guy down to a T.
I look forward to that. Well, and speaking of the scary, Red Thread has The Unfortunates, which is about the last victim of Jack the Ripper, and that's being done over at Jim Bush's studio. And ART, which has the performance space over on Amherst Street, has How to Make Friends and Then Kill Them, which is a fairly recent comedy by Haley Pfeiffer.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How to Make Friends and Then Kill Them. A comedy.
A comedy. Well, you know, I think kind of in the Sarah Kane mold, it is excruciating it with this obsession of codependency and torture and pain and appeals very much to young audiences looking for something, forgive the pun, cutting edge. You know, the critics will divide into two camps, those who just can't bear to watch and the others are sort of intrigued by the theatrical gesture. I think just you hear the title and you know which camp you're in. How to Make Friends and Then Kill Them, and that's over at ART. This is the week of Mrs. Warren's Profession, the Shaw Festival production, which is now up and running at 710 Main, and then Shays has in the big theater, An American in Paris. Glorious choreography of An American in Paris requires first-rate ballet dancers to accomplish this show, playing in the coming week at Shays.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.